call, we sing your name. Where the fire's bright and the wild's untamed. A lake so deep it could hold the moon. Under the stars we hum a tune. Camp Coho, we love you so. The trees they whisper what the winds don't show. Case you explore on trails that twist. Then lock your door or you'll be missed. The forest hums with secrets untold. Its heart beats steady and soul runs cold. Shadows dance in the twilight's glow. Camp Coho's a place where the brave hearts go. Camp Coho, we love you so. The trees they whisper what the winds don't show. Caves to explore and trails that twist. They'll lock your door or you'll be missed. Dark and the chill at night. The echoes laugh in the canyons, mall Camp Coho. The wildest creatures we ever saw. Camp Coho, we love you so. The trees they whisper what the winds don't show. Caves to explore and trails that twist. But lock your door or you'll be missed.
Hello there, campers, and welcome back to Camp Coho Radio. This is Andy and Caleb, and we're coming at you with a breakdown of the recent field trip to the Knott's Notch Nautical Knot Museum, where the campers learned all about different ways of tying knots in the naval and marine tradition.
Those nautical knots were fantastic, Andy.
I thought they were, they were really fantastic. I liked the way the rope doubled over itself so many times.
So many times, in loops and tucks and different kinds of sort of tugging tight formations.
Of course, we got to ride along on Miss Blevin's bus for the campers who maybe couldn't afford to go on the museum.
It is sad that some kids' parents can't afford to send them on these amazing trips.
My heart goes out to them. But we'll give you a little taste of it. Basically, it was like an old house with a lot of knots in it. One thing I thought was really interesting, though, is when we got on the bus, Miss Blevins, it seemed like somebody had taken her place almost. I mean, she was bright and beaming and smiling and had done arts and crafts.
Yeah, it's true. Miss B has never really shown her teeth before. Mm. And you would expect when it happened it would have been fangs, but no, she was smiling at these children.
They were really normal teeth.
Yeah, they were cleaner than I thought.
Yeah.
And it seemed like she had actually made some cross-stitch name tags.
Yeah, in keeping with the, I guess, weaving thread theme of the trip, but everyone's name nicely cross-stitched onto little cozies on top of every single seat for every camper.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
I always hated assigned seats back when I was a camper, but if I would have had a needlepoint name tag waiting for me at that seat when I walked up there, wishing my parents had maybe been there for me a little early in the year, you know, maybe that really would have changed the camp experience.
Okay, Caleb, I think we talked about not going there while we're on the air.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, camp is really different for everybody, and sometimes that's a place where you can sort of open up and find yourself.
Okay, well, if you want to open up about what's going on with Miss Blevins and her new attitude on life, don't forget to call into our tip line. But until then, this is Andy and Caleb for Camp Coho Radio.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why, it doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away, it's so unreal. Didn't look out below, watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. Try. Keep that in mind, I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I've put my trust.
Reported sightings of a male figure stalking hikers in the Intona Valley are at the highest we've seen in years now. Four more people have gone missing in the past 6 months. Are these two occurrences related?